beautiful beings. It's your girl Han. We're back with a new episode. I hope you've missed me because I've missed you so much. You know, this podcast only comes out when I've thought, lived, embodied something through, and when I put something out, it's always, you know, I'm proud of it. I feel like I've gotten closure with it, or I just really feel like someone out there needs to hear it. Today's episode is a heavy one, but that's the season I'm moving through, and I know a lot of people that will be able to relate to this, because when I found myself in this anxious state, all I wanted to do was watch content of other people that could relate to it. And then I was like, well, I need to do this. This is what this is. I need to put this out because it's going to help someone. And, you know, we need to be easier on each other. We're all experiencing these awful, hard things. That's life, but let's make it easier for each other. And I'm really hoping that that's what I can do for someone today. There's something that makes us feel more human when we release an insane amount of emotions, especially when we haven't felt like we've given ourselves the space to feel them. Because let's be honest, in our society, there's not really time to have a week-long mental breakdown when we have to go to work, we have to maintain relationships, we have to do all these things. Like, it's not practical to be able to feel upset, but it's there. And the more that we run from it, the more that it builds up, the more that we avoid it, the less that life feels magical, and the more it just starts to become an all-consuming feeling, which is where we run into these diagnoses where people, they're just miserable, and it's, you know, we're keeping so much in, we've forgotten how to even express. When I finally will overflow with emotion, I feel human. I'm so grateful that I'm able to feel the emotions, even when they hurt, even when they're negative. I would so much rather feel the pain along with the good than not feel anything at all. Because sometimes with my anxiety, which I'm going to get into here now, what type of anxiety I have, I don't feel anything because I'm avoidant. And that's where this like toxic positivity comes in. A lot has happened this year. I lost my best friend. I lost the person that made me feel the most special, the person that made me feel the most seen and magical. And when I lost her, I lost a lot of myself and I lost a lot of the magic. And sometimes I can just get stuck in this really scary thought that life isn't magical anymore. Like, wow, if this is just the beginning and I'm just gonna keep losing people, like, this just sucks. And that's not true at all. There's a lot more in there, you know. I would much rather have loved and eventually, inevitably lose than never have loved at all. You know, like, the more that I'm living this life, the more that I'm seeing that without people to spend your time with, to experience with, it's not worth it. We're social creatures. We're meant to build. We're meant to have relationships. We're meant to fall in love. We're meant to have love. And the price to pay for that is inevitably loss. But we need to keep moving forward with building our relationships, because that really truly is the point. But when you first look at that thought, you know, it's easy to say the things I just said, but to actually integrate that and take that in, it's scary. It's hard. It's awful. And I'm not saying that everyone can relate to my specific anxiety. That's my anxiety, is like the what ifs. I am constantly 5 steps in the future. I'm not like an overthinker of the past. For me, what's written in the past is done, and I really don't concern myself with it. For me, it's the what ifs of the future, and I can just drive myself literally insane and just fall into this downhill spiral where my thoughts get so insane and so I can't catch up to them. And I just, on the outside, I look fine, but on the inside, my world is crumbling. And it all spawns from like a really insignificant thought. But a lot of times I've been running from other traumas that have happened and I haven't acknowledged them, and then I don't really know where to start because I've just acted like everything was fine for so long and I've not given myself the space to say, hey, maybe I'm not okay right now. Maybe this really sucks. And so eventually, you know, I just go numb and I don't feel the good either because I haven't acknowledged the bad. And it's not a way to live. My specific anxiety is delusionally almost convincing myself that I'm fine. So if I feel a negative emotion, I will just... Someone called it this, one of my coworkers called it this, mental masturbation, which I don't love that word. It makes me feel icky, but it like really resonated because she was saying, she's like, when we go home from work, I don't want to do mental masturbation. I just want to sit with my thoughts and allow my brain to rest. But instead, you know, I find myself on YouTube watching hours of content and my brain is still so stimulated. And then I go to bed and then I wake up the next day and I'm stimulating my brain again with TikToks and stuff. And I am so guilty of that. The second that I feel an emotion that's like, eh, that's icky, I will get on my phone, I will scroll, I will have my brain be in all these different places, like just so far from where my physical reality is at, and so in the content that is like an emotional roller coaster, and it keeps my brain so stimulated. Those 7-second videos, eventually I numb myself out, I fall asleep, and I never really acknowledged what was just in front of me. And that to me is like Black Mirror scary. We just plug into like the distraction machine and we never ever ground ourselves back into reality, which is like not gonna go away. You know, we can scroll, 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 but it is not gonna go away. Or eventually 20 years have passed, which is like my biggest fear, and I've just been numb because I was... Either it's a distraction of people. You can do it with people. You can constantly be with someone or multiple people, and those people keep you distracted, so you never really deal. Or it can be just work. Like, you can get addicted to your work, and in the second that you feel a negative emotion, you just dive into your work. It can be anything. For me, because I crave a career through social media, I find myself... And making an excuse of like, this is research, I have to stay in the know, and so I will scroll and distract myself, and it's just so unhealthy. So the reason we're making this episode today is because eventually you're gonna boil over. You can't live like that forever. Your subconscious mind eventually is gonna start to feel the effects of not releasing, and it's gonna be like, okay, we're gonna boil over. And for me, my boil over point was making an impossible burger. It was literally making myself lunch. I had been anxious all day, the whole day. My brain was so fucked up. We're gonna get back to the burger, but let me just preface, let me bring the lead up. Last night, I went out with some girlfriends, and I didn't want to go because I was so anxious, but I also didn't want to sit alone because I was so anxious. So I decided the healthier decision was to drive to go get dinner and have girls' night with my friends. And so I leave the house and my brain is racing these thoughts so aggressively. I'm so anxious. I get halfway to the restaurant and my brain is still just bombarding me with these negative, anxious thoughts. And I'm like, oh my God, did I even shut the door to the house? Did I even lock the door to the house? Did I shut the door? Did I lock the door? I live with two dogs, one of which is an angel and one of which is really bad. Not bad, but stubborn. He's a husky. And if he got out, like, I mean, my life would be over because it's not my dog. Do you understand? Like, it would just be so bad, and it's something I'm anxious about all the time, like just making sure the dogs are in the house and they don't get out. And so I drive halfway there, and I literally was 2 minutes from the restaurant. I had driven like 17 minutes, and I had to drive back to the house to go and make sure that I had locked the door, because I couldn't remember if I did it, because I wasn't present in the moment. When I left the house, I was so anxious. I was like, I'm anxious to go to dinner with these girls. I'm anxious to do all these things. So I drive back home. Of course, the door is shut and locked. And it freaked me out. I was like, why didn't I remember doing this? Because I was so anxious. So I go and I have a good time. And then this morning I wake up and I get up early. I did a workout. I'm on my run. The whole time I'm running, I couldn't even listen to music because my anxiety was so bad. My thoughts were too loud to listen to music because I just was like, I need to not stimulate my brain. I need to pay attention to like what is making me this anxious. And I need to sit with these thoughts or run with these thoughts. And I thought sweating it out was going to fix it because usually that does. And sure enough, you know, I get back to my house. I'm still anxious and I go to make myself some lunch. And I made myself an Impossible veggie burger. And my grandma used to make, you know, that was our thing. I was vegan for a long time. And I would go down to her house and it was egg salad until I went vegan. And she always made me an egg salad sandwich with a little juicy juice box. And then it was Impossible Burgers. And they have such a distinct smell to me. Hold on. Fuck. Let's not cry. They have a really distinct smell to me because I'd walk in her house and, you know, she'd be so cute standing there. And the whole house would smell like these burgers. And it's such like a stupid thing to have slingshotted me into like a little bit of acceptance of my journey with grief. It's such like a stupid thing. I've been in denial. And this is the second time that this burger has done this to me, because the first time I was in the airport and I ordered an Impossible Burger and I didn't have the space to release the emotions, but I couldn't stop thinking of her and it just reminded me of her. But then the second time I was just alone in the house and I just sobbed like it was the first time that I had received the news. And then I started sobbing about so many things that I've just been, like, really anxious about. But because I hadn't ever really, like, let myself feel the emotions of losing my grandma, when other things would happen to me, when other traumatic things would happen to me, I'd be like, I haven't dealt with this yet. I cannot deal with this other thing yet. And I just went numb. You know, I didn't go numb with my relationships. When I was with people, I was truly authentically myself. I'm talking like when I'd be alone and I'd just be like on a hike or doing yoga or journaling. I was like going through the motions of what it meant to feel, but I wasn't allowing myself to get deep into it, you know, to actually plug it in. Because why do that when you could just go hang out with your boyfriend and snuggle and tell yourself everything's okay, or go on social media and, you know, fall into the trap and forget? And when I was crying, because, you know, eventually it boiled over and I'm looking in the mirror, and I became really grateful that I was able to cry, that I was able to feel this, because it feels human. It's something that we all experience. It's something that we all go through. It's something that hurts, and it's never going to get easier, but it is inevitable. Feeling pain, I'm saying. I'm not speaking of the specific circumstances of grief or anything. I'm talking about anxiety and negative emotions in general. It makes us human, and without the negative stuff, we would never feel when it's good to look at it and be like, oh wow, it's so good right now. Because now when I'm with my mother or my cousins or my boyfriend or anybody, I look at them and I want to hold on to every fucking moment with them, because that is what life is about. The things that you feel love towards are what life is about, and that is where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be present with those settings, with those people, with those emotions. We are meant to feel. We are meant to go to the depths of what it means to feel.
and we are not meant to run away from it and be so addicted to dopamine and distracting ourselves. And that's literally, like, up to this moment where I'm at with this thought, because it boiled over. And I think a really big reason why it boiled over was because I'm alone right now. I'm not with my boyfriend. He's out of town, and I don't have that many friends in California. So when I do hang out with people, it's like for a couple hours, or it's just, it doesn't happen. So usually I spend a lot of time with my boyfriend, and he's a really healthy, beautiful distraction, but he's not here. So I am just sitting with these thoughts that I've been putting off, and they're just like, it feels good to recognize them. It feels good to cry. It feels good to release and to understand that I'm never going to get over these emotions, but I'm going to learn how to move forward with them. And of course, life gets too hard sometimes to be ready to acknowledge. I know that for a fact because I was there just up until about an hour ago. And something that really helps me to stay accountable, to allow little inklings of these emotions to, like, work their way out, a little bit of shadow work, but not fully have to face it, because I know it can just be really hard sometimes. I like to do, when I'm feeling myself being avoidant, is self-care, making sure I take long hot showers and I give myself a salt bath and I get my nails done and I get dressed up in my nice clothes and I take time to do my skincare and to pamper myself and to get cozy and not have to jump into action each day, but some days just to sit in bed, to be closed off, to not socialize, just to take care of myself. Journaling first thing in the morning really helps me to stay accountable of my emotions, and it brings me this sense of, like, just, I can do this. I don't know, for some reason, pouring out my heart onto paper, it just allows me to almost leave a little bit of the hurt in the journal and then move forward and end the journaling session with, like, gratitude and optimism, because that charges me up and makes me feel really, obviously, grateful. And also alone time. We need to make sure that we are spending time alone, because that is when we give ourselves the time to acknowledge the negative. And even if we're not ready to, just spending time with ourselves. If we don't want to spend time with ourselves, how can we expect anyone else to want to spend time with ourselves? We need to make sure that we're always in the best headspace that we can be in that moment. And that starts with alone time. It starts with accountability over our negative habits. And I've had a lot of alone time this week, and that is literally why I'm making this episode right now. Which is huge, guys. I mean, I constantly get upset with myself that I'm not producing a podcast, but I've been really avoidant of a lot of stuff. So of course I didn't feel like, you know, oh yeah, I want to jump on my wellness podcast where I talk about being healthy mentally when I literally was so unhealthy mentally. That's why I tell y'all, I do not make this podcast just to put shit out there. It comes to you when I am, when I have something to say, when I feel good about it, you know? When I start to hit that boiling point where I feel myself coming on to, like, a panic attack or an anxiety attack or just, like, an emotional throw-up session, something that helps me is exercising, because you can move the energy through you. It keeps your mind a little bit distracted. You're still going to feel the anxiety, but at least you're not sitting in bed, like, pulling your hair out. You're up and you're moving and you're sweating. I'm a really big believer that when we can feel our body and feel the pain from the workout, you can also feel the emotional pain better. I don't know. It just, it does something for me. I think not being able to work out an anxious thought kind of tells me that we're at a boiling point. But ultimately, the point for me of exercising is I'm not distracting my brain with content. It's really just anything that will keep my brain from just going into, like, plugging into the distractions machine, which is, like, pointless hangouts, you know? It's always good to spend time with our friends, but sometimes you're just doing it because it feels better to be with other people than to sit with your own thoughts. And then, you know, as you do start to feel it, and it's coming out now, and we're dealing here, cry it out. Be gentle. Remind yourself there's still so much beauty
in the world and then cry about that too. Cry about, you know, for me thinking of getting old and being at a coffee shop with, you know, my little old husband one day. I don't know. Thinking about the fact that dogs have dreams and dogs are, they sit at home and they think of you when you're gone, and that makes me cry. Or the fact that my parents are getting older and the fact that they've been so selfless for me my whole life, and you know, I was so mean to them when I was younger, but they still love me so much. You know, cry about the good stuff too. Cry about the beauty that it comes with just existing. Holy shit, we're just on this floating rock and nothing makes sense. But we're all here together and we're confused, and it's beautiful and it's scary and it's worth feeling. Stay in the negatives as long as you need to. Don't ever go on social media and see these influencers that are constantly saying if you're not in a high vibration that you're not, you know, gonna be living your best life. God damn it, you gotta feel the negative, because like I said, you don't want to go numb and you want to just be able to recognize the good and the bad stuff. You know, that's where we learn the most, unfortunately. And this little game of life, we have to feel it, and eventually it gets easier, because the only thing certain in this life is change. It's all we can control is having no control, but we're all in it together. And I am sending you the biggest hug. And I know that this wasn't my usual spiritual episode where we talk about the magical stuff in life, but, you know, I don't want to be that influencer that puts out this false message that I'm okay all the time, because I haven't been. And I've been living my dream life with this travel job, but I haven't felt present ever, because I've been still stuck at my grandma's house with her. That's where my mind has been. That's where I've wanted to be. I haven't been able to accept it, and I've just been really confused. And it hasn't gotten any easier, you guys, but I'm starting to be able to feel the good again. And it's all around me. So, thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry that this wasn't the happiest of episodes, but when I say that I was feeling anxious and all I wanted was someone that could relate to me and tell me that there's another horizon that I'm going to get to, and it's going to feel better soon, and this is how, and not necessarily fix it for me, but sometimes it just feels good to know that you're not crazy and you're not alone and you're not. So as always, send me a message, because I want to know that I'm not alone and I'm not crazy. So, you know, if you related, just send me a cute little message on Instagram. It's hannah.jj, and then keep up with me on TikTok through all my adventures. And that's hannah.jjj. And I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being patient with me. And I send you all so much love.